Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I said I just got back,
baby. A big white house on the hill. Little Texas Blues bringing us back. Little ZZ Top. Welcome to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Jane Pollock is our guest and the author of Sole Proprietor and one of the newly minted TED resources. And by the way, folks, go to TED.com. It's not com, isn't it, Jane? TED.com?
It is, but, you know, my thing won't be posted for another week, so I'd love people to sign up for my mailing list so they can get that.
There you go. Give us the website. Tell us how they can find you.
It's JanePollock.com, JanePollock, no C in Pollock.com, and sign up for my mailing list. And then as soon as the video is released, I'm going to absolutely post it. And I'm also going to offer a webinar on how to get publicity, which is something I've really, you know, I've been in the New York Times many times. I've been in many magazines on, you know, on the Today Show and now the TED Talk. So, you know, it's the formula builds up.
Well, exactly. And that's, she says, you first have to have talent. Then you have to do some, you have to have a marketing platform and presence. You have to network, and then you have persistence, and that's her formula, folks. And so I encourage you to do that webinar, Jane, and folks, be sure to sign up for her letter so you can know when it's going to come out. Will you also send that video to us and let us link to it?
You bet. You bet. They said it was going to take a month post, so it was April 28th. So by the end of the month, I'll have it to you.
Well, you be sure to let us know. We'll be sure to get it.
I sure will.
What else would you like to tell our audience about how to get great exposure?
You know, between calls, we were talking about never, ever give up. To just, you know, have the belief, have the vision, and consistently do what you need to do. And it's really the showing up and networking. The way I got onto the Today Show was I had a friend who I didn't even know. I knew her for 6 months before I knew that she was a producer for the Today Show. I was in touch for 2 years, and she was always on my email so that when the opportunity, you know, when it matched the opportunity there, I was available to do it.
Right.
So that's the only thing that you do, but you consistently report into people of what you're, you know, update them on what you're doing, your whereabouts. Because when they have the need, they will think of you.
And one of the things that I encourage people to do is to get out, and you one of your third point there is in the formula is networking, is to get outside of the four walls of your building. I don't know how many times we have had a conference to go to, some small business event, whether I'm speaking or wasn't speaking. We were going to go, and there were times when I'd been traveling a lot, and I said, you know, I'd just like to stay home. But we didn't. We went, and we met somebody there who made all the difference.
Yes.
I don't know how many times it has to happen that way.
You know, Greg LaVoy, he has a book called Callings. He said, the universe flings opposing forces, the more you want to show up.
That's exactly right.
It's those times particularly where important happens.
That's exactly right. You never know. And what I say is you've got to meet the world a little more than halfway.
Yeah, I love that.
The world will come toward you. You may not like what they've got in their hands, but the world will come toward you. And sometimes the world will cross the line and maybe come a little more than halfway. But I don't want to risk it, Jane.
Right. I agree with you. Pray to God, but rowed ashore.
That's right. Try your camel anyway. Exactly. But you got to go a little more than halfway, and that needs to be your plan. Is to always go a little more than halfway, and see for most small businesses, not only would that be local events, but trade groups, industry trade groups.
Yes. Something exciting happens when you travel to, you know, if not home, in your backyard.
Yeah. And I really think too many small business owners don't take advantage of that, especially in the early days when they feel like they can't afford. Folks, you don't have to go to the national event. Go to the regional event.
Right.
And that's really good advice. Yeah.
You know, I think back to when I was young and new in business, that was definitely my feeling, like I don't count, I'm not important. But the thing is, first of all, water seeks its own level, and you'll find the people who will help you get to the next step. And when you become more of a player, you'll be brothers with the real players. That's why I think I live an hour outside of New York, so going to the Jacob Javits Convention Center is amazing, because those are the world players.
Right.
And you get a You meet just who you need to meet. You don't have to stop at every booth, but you get the vibe. You understand what's happening in the world at large.
Well,
that is the microcosm of it.
Vince, I was talking about, you may get an opportunity to demonstrate leadership. And
yes,
that's when
really
you really
point.
Separate yourself from other attendees, when you accept a committee post or something like that. Take that opportunity, because those are the contacts that get you the future great business relationships. Jane, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
It's Jane Pollack, JanePollack.com. And my book is Sole Proprietor, and the webinar is coming up in June.
And we're looking forward to that. Thanks, Jane, for being here. Good job.
Thank you, Jim.
Jane Pollack, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jane joined. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.